Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Mark Willis. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Seth, for having me.
All right, let's go back in time a little bit because you're up to some really cool stuff. How did you get started?
Well, I'll take you way back, probably further than you thought you might go here, but I'm 5 years old. I'm walking with my mom, hand in hand, heading to the bank to open up my first checking account. Somehow, some way, at 5 or 6 years old, I was able to accumulate $50 through allowance money and stuff. And I had it all in a paper bag. And that paper bag represented the entirety of my net worth as a young little kiddo. And for whatever reason, when I was then approached by this person who called himself a banker, and he said to me, "All right, little kid, give me all your money." I thought we were like in some sort of bank heist. Honestly, I didn't know whether to trust this stranger. His name tag says banker on it, but I literally felt like it was safer in my paper bag than it was going to be in that guy's hands. Who is this guy? What does he know about all the hard money? I had to work pretty hard to get that cash. So anyway, that's the start of my relationship with banking. Fast forward a few years and I've graduated. My wife and I, between us, we had 3 private school degrees and $120,000 of student loan debt in 2008 with no prospects for finding work. And once again, banks are in our life, whether I realized it or not. I kind of jokingly say I married 2 women in college, my beautiful wife and Sally Mae. So my beginnings in banking, I guess, is what started me down the path of financial planning. And while I did get my certified financial planner designation, and I love serving clients all across the country over Zoom, over the phone, having one-on-one meetings, I found, Seth, that banking is the biggest leverage point to build real wealth for the average American, more so than what you might have gotten on your mutual funds last year, more than what your 401k is doing. If you control the banking process in your life, you're going to win. Hands down.
That is absolutely incredible. So I know the longer version is probably in a book somewhere, and we'll certainly get to that. So when you say if we control the banking process, we get a better result than almost any other financial vehicle, tell me more. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, you know, think about it. Banking has existed for thousands of years. In fact, there's a book out by David Graeber. He wrote, the book's title is the best part, Debt, the First 5,000 Years. Seth, that's the first 5,000 years. And you know, when I went to college, it was in a small town in Texas, and you drive through these little towns and there'd always be 3 buildings. There'd be the bank, the church, and the bar. And I always felt like those were the order by which most people live their life. Start at the bank, lose all your wealth, lose your shirt, right? Head to the church to pray, and then finally drink your sorrows away at the bar. And banking has been a mainstay in human civilization for 5,000 years, according to David Graeber. So my thought is that it's a core function of just human civilization. But here's the catch. Most people are sitting on the wrong side of the banker's desk. If you're on the wrong side of the banker's desk, you have no control of where your money lives. And money is sort of like, well, I've got a little fish. My daughter just bought a little fish with her money. She didn't take it to the bank, I guess. And I noticed that that fish is completely dependent on its environment, where it lives. And, you know, I noticed that we have to keep it the right temperature, feed it every day and so forth. If we don't control the environment, that fish is going to die if it's in the wrong environment. If it's in the right environment, it's going to thrive. It's going to be a happy little fishy. We might even have little baby fishies floating around. So that's the reality of things. It seems like when we control the environment where our money lives, it's going to thrive. It's going to reproduce. But when other people control the environment where your money lives, they're going to win, hands down. And that's where I think banking really comes into play. Where your money lives is either going to be in your bank or somebody else's bank. And there's almost no other two ways about it.
So you said something quite probably controversial. You said we go to the people go to the bank to lose all of their wealth, whereas most people might view the bank as where their safe money goes. So why are we losing our wealth at the bank?
Yeah, well, you know, what happens when I bring a $10,000, let's say, in deposit to a bank, what happens next? Well, 9,000 of that deposit is lent out to the guy behind me in line. And then after that, 8,800 bucks or whatever is lent out to the guy or gal behind him in line. And so this goes on multiples of times, dozens of times, in which the bank creates essentially money out of nothing. That's called fractional reserve banking. And for the most part, we get paid pennies, if not less than anything, on our savings account deposit. The hard-earned savings is then lent out multiple times over with the hopes that not all of us depositors are going to come get our money at once. And so when I say we lose our money at the bank, one, you know, it's due to the inflation expense, but two, the factor that we're not letting that money continuously compound for us, because every time we pay cash for something, Seth, we lose that opportunity to grow that money. Think about it this way. If you got a car or whatever, and you decide to make a purchase for a vehicle and you pay cash for it, you're still financing the vehicle. The truth is, you finance everything you buy. Either you pay interest to a bank, like an auto loan, or you pass up interest you could have earned on that money had you left it invested instead. So our process and our firm at Lake Growth Financial Services, we really specialize in helping people discover a third way to make major purchases, whether cars or real estate investments or capital acquisition for our business. It's using a dividend paying whole life insurance policy that essentially allows you to become the bank yourself. In essence, you become your own source of financing and you bypass banks, you bypass the savings accounts, and you borrow against your life insurance policy in such a way that it continues to grow as if you hadn't borrowed against it. It gives us the ability to let our money do two things at once. To me, that beats the banks and the financing rackets, and it helps us build more control over our financial future.
Absolutely. A fascinating concept. And you've helped many, many, many families and business owners implement this, you know, paying off debt early, acquiring assets much cheaper than they would other ways. So what do you find are the most common misconceptions people have? I mean, you talked about a big one, thinking the bank was safe and we're actually losing our money. What are some of the other most common misconceptions people have when you share this concept with them?
You know, it's comes with a lot of baggage, whole life insurance, especially if you listen to certain gurus on the radio. So I had to overcome my own sort of bias toward it. In fact, my friend and former professor, he had brought it up to me originally, and he referred to it as a bank on yourself designed whole life policy.
From our friend.
And I had only ever heard of, you know, the kind that certain radio hosts love to hate on. And so immediately my eyebrows lowered, you know, my arms crossed, and I got really like defensive. But until my professor asked me a very good question. He said to me, "Mark, is it possible that Dave Ramsey could be wrong about something? Is it possible?" That was the eye-opening moment for me. And then now realizing, I think a lot of the misconceptions are that all whole life insurance is created equal. Now, as a certified financial planner, I wouldn't be rushing out to tell anybody to just jump into anything without listening first. That's part of our process we go through with folks, having a, you know, 1 hour meeting sometimes and longer sometimes to get a high level overview of what's going on in someone's financial life. I find the biggest misconception is that all whole life is created the same and that it's all riddled with commissions and not going to have any cash value. You know, we just helped a gentleman who was renovating some commercial real estate space, specifically restaurants, and he put in $250,000 and he was able to pull out hundreds of thousands of dollars within 30 days of starting his policy to invest and grow and increase his overall real estate portfolio in the restaurant space. And at the same time, he gets to grow his wealth inside the policy as if he hadn't borrowed the cash. So that's like his money's doing two things at once. He said to me, "Mark, I've never felt so free. And I know that I've got the ability to repay my loan on my own pace." So for him, it was like a slam dunk. You know, he had more freedom, more control over his environment where his money lives.
That is absolutely incredible. Your passion's obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Well, you know, it's the light that I see in people's eyes once they see and experience this alternative way of cash flow management. You know, it really isn't about, I mean, there is life insurance involved. That's awesome. That's a great tool, but it's not primarily the death benefit most people are rushing to us to talk about. It's the capacity to be able to find their own freedom in their major purchases. You know, I just helped another family down in Florida. They used their whole life policy to buy a 41-foot camper, and now they're traveling the country, you know, using that policy. Why would you pay cash for something like a 41-foot camper? You know, it's just neat to see people take this and find creative solutions. It just helped another gentleman. I called him on Friday. He said, "Mark, I finally did it. I've got enough money in my policy to wipe out my entire mortgage." And for him, that's what he wanted to do. Wouldn't say that everybody should do that, but he was so thrilled to be able to say, "Yes, please, I'm ready for that cash." And it was in his bank account in just a few business days. And he's going to, apparently he says he's going to take his mortgage on his next camping trip and throw it in the campfire.
That is an awesome, awesome story. You have provided a number of educational resources for folks about this. Talk a little bit about how you're trying to educate the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, it is about education, isn't it? I think really we feel like we've arrived. And I have I think we have a common friend and mentor who's passed away a few years ago, Nelson Nash.
Yep.
He would always say the arrival syndrome is the worst virus to infect humanity. If you feel like you've arrived, then you have nothing left to learn. And that was the mistake I almost made all those years ago when I first heard about this, that I had already figured it out, that I already had some corner on the truth of financial planning. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're always learning. One way in which I try to throw my two cents into the ether of education on this topic and others is through our podcast, Not Your Average Financial Podcast. We really try to get it out there as clearly and as succinctly and in a fun way, a not so average way, to folks that are just trying to explore this concept and learn more. We've got over 200 episodes. We've written, thankfully, me and our team members have co-authored 3 best-selling books on the topic, one for business owners, and I'd be happy to get that copy to anyone who'd like to reach out. The name of the book is How to Be an Amazon Legend and Fire Your Banker, specifically
that's
focused on
title.
E-commerce business owners. Thanks.
How do our guests, that's a generous offer. How do they take you up on that?
Well, you can head to our website, which is notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. Click on request a meeting, and in the notes of that meeting, just say that you heard about it on Sharkpreneur and that you'd like the book, and we'll get it to you right away.
That is fantastic. We greatly appreciate your generosity. You are advising clients every single day. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Yeah, I've heard you ask that question before, and I think it's a great one. It's a fantastic one. You know, I think the best advice was somebody who told me what he wanted on his tombstone, not pepperoni, but the tombstone of his life. You know, he said he wanted to write the words, "He was getting better at this." I think that's a great way to end your life, to say you were still improving. You know, Dan Sullivan says you want your future to be bigger than your past. So be always getting better at this, and this is life, is something that we can all be shooting for.
Amen to that. Tell our folks where they can go a little bit more about what you talk about on the podcast, how that works, and where they can find that.
Yeah, sure. Again, the show is Not Your Average Financial Podcast. You can go to notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. We have topics ranging from real estate investing to business strategies. I talk about how I used my policies to pay off $120,000 of student loan debt and built real wealth, not just be debt-free, but be better than debt-free using a strategy we call the debt snowbank method. You know, little tongue-in-cheek to the debt snowball method there. and a number of other topics, including how to use this strategy for crypto and lifetime income. So there's just a ton of ways to think different about your money. Where is it written that we all have to put our money on the roller coaster of Wall Street? You know, where is it written that the 401k was handed down from Mount Sinai? You know, it wasn't. It's not even old enough to retire yet. That's how young the 401k is. So the website again is notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. Seth, thanks so much.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. This has been Seth Green with Mark Willis from Not Your Average Financial Podcast. Make sure to check out the show. Make sure to request a copy of the book. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.